It's time now for the Hockey North Show with Randy Russin. The Hockey North Show is a weekly look at the game as it pertains to the Twin Sioux of Sault Ste. Marie and Northern Ontario, with a focus on the Sioux Greyhounds of the Ontario Hockey League, the Sioux Junior Greyhounds of the Great North Under 18 Hockey League, the Sioux Eagles and the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League, and the Sioux College Cougars varsity men's and women's hockey teams. The Hockey North Show is brought to you by major sponsor Little Caesars, with two locations in Sioux, Ontario, Dr. Kevin Caruso, real estate agent John Glavoda, the Croatian Corner, Northern Superior Brewing, Saldan Developments, and the Sioux Eagles of the NOJHL. Let's head now to 45 Social on Spring Street in the Sioux's downtown for the Hockey North Show with Randy Russin.
Well, hi again, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Hockey North Show podcast for February the 6th. Randy Russin along with Brad Cacciamillo, and our guests on the show tonight, both from the Sioux Eagles, head coach Doug LaPrade and general manager Bruno Bragagnolo. Brad will be back to interview both of these fine gentlemen in just a few moments' time, but let's first pay some bills and take care of sponsor recognition right here on the Hockey North Show podcast.
Little Caesars of Sioux, Ontario is once again proud to be the major sponsor of the Hockey North Show. Little Caesars has two locations in Sioux, Ontario, Churchill Plaza and Market Mall. Little Caesars is open 7 days a week. Dr. Kevin Caruso can help you lose weight with his naturopathic health clinic located at 264 McNabb Street in Sioux, Ontario. Book an appointment with Dr. Caruso by calling 705-542-1266. Dr. Caruso is also a supporter of the Sioux Junior Greyhounds of the Great North Under 18 Hockey League. Buying or selling a home? List with top producing real estate agent John Glavoda of Royal LePage. Give John a call today at 705-975-2975. Croatian Corner is located on the corner of Bruce and Wellington Streets in the Sioux's downtown area. The Croatian Corner has daily lunch specials and features a frozen food section that includes their famous homemade cabbage rolls. Check out the Croatian Corner at the corner of Bruce and Wellington. Northern Superior Brewing is proudly brewed in the Sioux. Northern Superior Brewing features Houndtown Golden Ale and Northern Superior Lights, among other locally brewed beers. Stop by and pick up your favorite beer and drop by for a cold one at the popular tap room located next to the Bush Plain Museum. Saldan Developments has long been a supporter of youth and minor and college sports in Sault Ste. Marie. We thank Sam Biasucci and his staff for continuing to sponsor the Hockey North Show. The Sioux Eagles of the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League play all of their home games at Venerable Polar Stadium in the Michigan Sioux. For the latest on the Sioux Eagles, player stats, and upcoming home games, visit SiouxEagles.net. Players and staff of the Sioux Eagles are also regular guests on the Hockey North Show. And now, back to the Hockey North Show with Randy Russin from 45 Social, 117 Spring Street, in the Sioux's downtown.
And welcome back to the Hockey North Show here at 45 Social. Brad Cacciamillo and sitting alongside Sioux Eagles NOJHL head coach Doug LaPrade. Doug, thanks for coming on, man. We appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys having me. Thank you.
Let's talk about the year. I mean, obviously, you guys are in it's a very tough division, with some high-end teams. Maybe take me through what the season's been like for your group and what you've seen out of the team so far.
It's been an interesting season, right? I mean, we started out 0-2, and then we kind of got it fixed for a little bit, and had, I think, a 7 or 8 game win streak, and then we went on a little tear after that. We lost a few games, but then went on another little tear. But then we had a little lull in the middle, and so I think December and January were tough months for us. I don't know really, there's obviously a ton of dynamic involved in why teams are rolling and why they're not. But at the end of the day, I think we got it fixed up again. I think we've been playing really good lately. But you're right, like our division is tough and you can lose any night and you can win any night. So you got to be on your game. And you make a mistake in our division, it's probably in the back of your own net.
And maybe let's talk a little more about that in the sense that like you said, every night realistically is a tough night. I mean, I know, you know, Elliott Lake has really struggled. But, I mean, there's been nights where they've played well against, you know, the top group of teams in that division. You know, I guess as a coach, how do you prepare your team when you know you're playing the likes of, you know, Greater Sudbury, Blind River's been great this year. You know, when you're playing that level of competition pretty much on a nightly basis, you know, what's kind of your approach in terms of keeping the guys kind of ready to go, so to speak?
Well, we work a lot on ourselves, you know, a little bit less about, I mean, although you do, you know, pre-scout the other team, and by now everybody knows what each other does. I mean, that's pretty obvious. You play each other, you know, 10 times a year. You pretty much know what the other team's all about. So we really try to work on ourselves, you know, like make sure that you're defensively sound, make sure that we're not turning pucks over, you know, making sure that we try to play in the other team's zone more than our own. You know, and so we do a lot of that. Then when you can get your team in rhythm that way, then you have a little bit of time to work on other things like individual type skills or team type stuff like face off plays or, you know, just little things like that that sometimes you don't have a lot of time for. So, you know, that's kind of what our approach has been really since after probably about mid-January on. It's been just more about, you know, Sioux Eagles trying to be really good, you know, rather than worrying about what anybody else is doing.
Yeah. What would you say when you look at your group, what would you kind of say is your maybe your biggest strength has been this year as, you know, as a group of players? What do you think this group's biggest strength has been?
Yeah, we got a ton of team character. We don't have, you know, a Lucas Signoretti, obviously. You know, that's you know, Jake Kovacs. Those guys are gems, obviously, for their teams. But we do have a lot of really, really good, hard-working, grinding type guys with a little bit of skill. And I find that, like, we have four lines. I think one of the strengths on our team is that I think we have four lines that can all play.
Yeah.
And that, I think, may or may not, you know, on a nightly basis, be the right thing or not the right thing. But I think we can go four lines against any team in our division and the league. And I think a lot of other teams really rely on, you know, a line or maybe two lines.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when those lines are on, you know, you take the Espanola team, for example, when their first line is on, they're going to be hard to beat, like, no matter who they're playing. But if they're not, or you can shut them down, then, you know, I think, you know, a lot of times we might have a little bit of a, I wouldn't say edge, but at least an opportunity.
Yeah.
So I think our guys are, you know, skilled, hardworking, character, and I think we've got it so that I can put any line on the ice at any time against any other team's best player, and I don't feel bad about it. Like, I feel good about that.
Yeah.
So that's probably our best strength, I would believe.
Obviously, I mean, you've been around the game as a coach for a while, and, you know, I'm sure you've coached against a lot of teams that can kind of go four deep like that. How tough is that for another team coming in against a group that you know, regardless of what line's coming over the boards for that other team? How tough is that to coach against when you've got a team that you're playing against that can do that?
Right. Well, I think, you know, for another team, for example, if you've got, say, one or two lines that you like to play, you know, the majority of the game, and you can, you know, you can shut them down. Now all of a sudden, you know, you got to depend on your other lines who maybe aren't used to getting a lot of, you know, ice time. So for us, if we can go, you know, four strong, you know, hopefully we're more rested, you know, by the end of the game than they are. And if it comes down to it where, you know, it's, you know, a one goal game or a tie game or something like that, maybe that helps us out down the road. You know, sometimes, you know, when you don't have a high end skill guy and you know, you might not score that goal that the other guy would. Right. So that kind of hurts us a little bit. But at the end of the day, I'm hoping that, you know, we wear teams down. So.
Well, hey, Doug, we appreciate you coming on today, man. Thanks for taking 5 or 10 minutes here to come and chat with us. We look forward to getting you on again at some point between now and the end of the year.
No, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And Brad Cucciamiglio here for the Hockey North Show. We're going to send it to a commercial break. We'll be back right after this.
Little Caesars of Sioux, Ontario is once again proud to be the major sponsor of the Hockey North Show. Little Caesars has two locations in Sioux, Ontario, Churchill Plaza and Market Mall. Little Caesars is open 7 days a week. Dr. Kevin Caruso can help you lose weight with his naturopathic health clinic located at 264 McNabb Street in Sioux, Ontario. Book an appointment with Dr. Caruso by calling 705-542-1266. Dr. Caruso is also a supporter of the Sioux Junior Greyhounds of the Great North Under 18 Hockey League. Buying or selling a home? List with top producing real estate agent John Glavota of Royal LePage. Give John a call today at 705-975-2975. Croatian Corner is located on the corner of Bruce and Wellington Streets in the Sioux's downtown area. The Croatian Corner has daily lunch specials and features a frozen food section that includes their famous homemade cabbage rolls. Check out the Croatian Corner at the corner of Bruce and Wellington. Northern Superior Brewing is proudly brewed in the Sioux. Northern Superior Brewing features Houndtown Golden Ale and Northern Superior Lights, among other locally brewed beers. Stop by and pick up your favorite beer and drop by for a cold one at the popular tap room located next to the Bushplane Museum. Saldan Developments has long been a supporter of youth and minor and college sports in Sault Ste. Marie. We thank Sam Biasucci and his staff for continuing to sponsor the Hockey North Show. The Sioux Eagles of the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League play all of their home games at Venerable Polar Stadium in the Michigan Sioux. For the latest on the Sioux Eagles, player stats, and upcoming home games, visit SiouxEagles.net. Players and staff of the Sioux Eagles are also regular guests on the Hockey North Show. And now, back to the Hockey North Show with Randy Russin from 45 Social, 117 Spring Street in the Sioux's downtown.
And back here at 45 Social for the Hockey North Show, Brad Cuccimiglio and alongside Sioux Eagles GM Bruno Bragnolo. Bruno, thanks for coming on this week. We appreciate you taking the time to join us.
No, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Obviously, the organization, I know we've talked over time that, you guys do a lot in the community over in Sioux, Michigan. Maybe just talk to us about what it means to have a program that, does a lot and is very, into the community in terms of helping out and doing different things. What does it mean to an organization to kind of do stuff like that?
Well, I think it's, first of all, it is really gratifying because the people really do appreciate it, and they show it in different ways, like by volunteering for games or whatever we need, and we get really good fan support. We get good support from sponsorship in the town. The boys just helped out with the parking at the I-500 this past weekend because we were off, so that worked out good. And our goal from day one, me and the other owners there, was to have the team involved in the community and give back as much as we can for two reasons. One, because we need the support from them. You're not going to get support unless you support them.
For sure.
And number two, it helps the boys develop and become men and learn how to give back and learn how to participate and intertwine with the community, which I think is good for them as they grow up.
And maybe a little more on that. Like you said, you guys are in and out of the community. Like, how big is it, for the players? It's got to be gratifying for you to see. It sounds like the players, the more you guys do, the players enjoy doing stuff like that. It's got to be gratifying for you to know that the players are, right into it as well.
No, 100%. It's also like team bonding, team exercise type of drills. They all go to, most of the time they go together as a group, and they're together and they enjoy doing it. They have fun. And I think, they really embrace this. Every year the group, the boys have done a really good job of doing it. And this year's an exceptional group. They've done a great job all year long. Involved in, I don't know how many, Feed America, Learn to Skate stuff. They've done a lot of different things over the years. So they thought really good.
And we talked a little bit before coming on. Maybe, take me through some of the – I know you guys have some, some events coming up here over the next while. What are some of the events you guys have coming up, between games and such?
Well, we try to we try to make the games – we're always looking for a little niche or something extra to add to games to get a little more interest going. Like, if you buy a program – We have like about 20 sponsors now that we have constant giveaways. They draw the number, we have constant giveaways, and some are really good prizes. And then we added a shoot for the Puller Burger. Three contestants, if you between first, second period, they shoot to open that from center ice. If they get it in, they get Puller Burger combo meal. So actually, my Puller Burger sales have skyrocketed.
I can imagine.
I guess the name is getting people interested, even who have never had one. They go, oh, we got to try one. So we do that, and then we always have we have some of the figures, Hiawatha Vickers skaters come out between periods. And then we our Chuck-a-Puck has gotten really good, too. We add a money pot to it besides the jersey. So every game, if nobody gets it in the bucket, we add another $25. So somebody won it last week. It was more than up to $175. So we walked away with $175 and a jersey. So.
Yeah.
And then we have we have elementary school night where we give out certificates. The schools send us their top students. We give them certificates on the ice. They get acknowledged. And we give them certificates between the first and second period. And then we're going to have an elementary school night where we give tickets away to all the students in Sault Ste. Marie, I think fourth grade and under.
Okay.
And then we have giveaways for them at the door. So we always try to keep everything going, interested. The game is great to watch, but also you want to have some entertainment involved too.
So for sure.
We try to make it more than just a hockey game. We try to get a lot of different things going and so bare in the stands. And I'm sure you've been to the games. It's a great atmosphere.
There, yeah, absolutely. So,
yeah, and we just keep doing things like that. We have theme nights, and we had Pink in the Rink night earlier in the year.
Yeah.
That was a big. We auctioned off the jerseys. We sold all the jerseys. We used that money. We give it to one of our former players, Jake Lamberty, who had cancer. He's fighting it. I think he's going to be okay. He's playing college hockey in Dubuque there. And then the other money we went to Wheels. Program the hospital has, they bring cancer patients down to get treated in Petoskey or Traverse City. So then the next one, we have a military weekend. We're going to donate money to the VFW and the Vietnam Veterans Associations. So, yeah, we being involved in the community, it's fun, keeps everybody involved. Gives us more fans, and we learn to get the boys and a team to give back to the city.
Well, hey, Bruno, that's awesome, man. We appreciate you coming on and filling us in and what you guys have coming up. And we look forward to getting you on again down the road.
No, thanks again. So then I'll only come back if you do the interview.
I'll make sure we fill Randy in on that. And again, Brad Cucciamillo here for the Hockey North Show. We're going to send it to a commercial and be back right after this.
Little Caesars of Sault, Ontario is once again proud to be the major sponsor of the Hockey North Show. Little Caesars has two locations in Sault, Ontario, Churchill Plaza and Market Mall. Little Caesars is open 7 days a week. Dr. Kevin Caruso can help you lose weight with his naturopathic health clinic located at 264 McNabb Street in Sault, Ontario. Book an appointment with Dr. Caruso by calling 705-542-1266. Dr. Caruso is also a supporter of the Sault Junior Greyhounds of the Great North Under-18 Hockey League. Buying or selling a home? List with top-producing real estate agent John Glavota of Royal LePage. Give John a call today at 705-975-2975. Croatian Corner is located on the corner of Bruce and Wellington Streets in the Sioux's downtown area. The Croatian Corner has daily lunch specials and features a frozen food section that includes their famous homemade cabbage rolls. Check out the Croatian Corner at the corner of Bruce and Wellington. Northern Superior Brewing is proudly brewed in the Sioux. Northern Superior Brewing features Houndtown Golden Ale and Northern Superior Lights, among other locally brewed beers. Stop by and pick up your favorite beer and drop by for a cold one at the popular tap room located next to the Bush Plain Museum. Saldan Developments has long been a supporter of youth and minor and college sports in Sault Ste. Marie. We thank Sam Biasucci and his staff for continuing to sponsor the Hockey North Show. The Sioux Eagles of the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League play all of their home games at Venerable Polar Stadium in the Michigan Sioux. For the latest on the Sioux Eagles, player stats, and upcoming home games, visit SiouxEagles.net. Players and staff of the Sioux Eagles are also regular guests on the Hockey North Show. And now, back to the Hockey North Show with Randy Russin from 45 Social, 117 Spring Street in the Sioux's downtown.
And we're back here at 45 Social in the Sioux's downtown. Randy Russin along with Brad Cucciamillo. And producer extraordinaire Mary Desimone. Well, I guess that title's gone. Producer extraordinaire Steven Jansen. Someone doesn't even know how to give a countdown, so I better get her back to the bar.
I mean, on the upside, she didn't flip you off like the one time I did.
That's true.
She's and, already got me beat there.
And you live to tell about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And we thank Doug LaPrade and Bruno Braganola from the Sioux Eagles for joining us on the show tonight. And, Brad, let's move over to the Ontario Hockey League now. And Sioux Greyhounds have had, as we all know, a very good season to date. And they're in tough in the Western Conference at the top yeah. with the Kitchener Rangers and the Saginaw Spirit and the London Knights in there as well. And the Gulf Storm not too far off the range. I was at the game yeah. last Friday to watch the Hounds in Mississauga. Went there specifically to watch Porter Martone play for the Mississauga Steelheads. He's probably going to be a top round pick, top 10, maybe 20 player pick at next year's National Hockey League draft. He's in his second year in the NHL, and he won't be eligible this year because he has a late birthday, born in late October. But Porter, born and raised in Peterborough, but he has the Sault Ste. Marie connection because his father, Mike Martone, is from Sault Ste. Marie and went on to play for the Peterborough Petes. And I will say one thing before we get over to the Sioux Greyhounds. Martone may not have figured in on the score sheet, but that's one up-and-coming Plum player.
Yeah, I like his game a lot, too. I mean, he's that Mississauga team, like, it's going to be scary how good that team potentially could be next year with, you know, with guys like Martone.
Maybe 12 people in the GTA will lose. Between Mississauga and Brampton, yeah. maybe they'll get
I mean, there might be 15 when they get to Brampton.
Yeah,
next
maybe.
Year.
They'll go from 10 to 15.
Yeah. and it's like you said, it's unfortunate because you know that team's got the makings of being a really, really elite team next year because you know Porter Martone's been really good this year for them. Jack Van Volsen, you know, is another guy who you know has been good. Their goaltending, they're really young in goal with Ryerson Leanders and Jack Ivan Kovic, who I believe his father was a former OHL goalie too. And
I really like that Rangers kid. He's yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean that's you know that's yeah, gonna
James
be
James Richmond's done a good job over there yeah. With that Mississauga team. I did have to chuckle when they announced the relocation of Mississauga to Brampton. I've been at both arenas back in the day, and they're not very far apart, maybe 10-15 miles
yeah.
or 10 miles. Yeah, yeah, right down a little side little alleyway there, kind of. Both nice rinks, but I remember Brampton are pretty much, they came into the league together.
Yeah.
And Brampton, right from the get-go, if I remember correctly, Brad, in Stan Butler's first season, they almost made the playoffs, and then I don't think they missed after that. A ton of draft picks to the National Hockey League, and a really exciting, well, not exciting team, but a really successful team.
Yep.
And they didn't draw very well there at all, and then they moved to North Bay, and of course, drawing well, very well in North Bay as the battalion. All I can think of when I think about this relocation from Mississauga to Brampton, maybe it's just based on lease at the arena because I can't see them going for a gate boost.
No, for sure. I mean, that's, you know, like you said, Brampton, when they were in the league before the move to North Bay, had the exact same issues that Mississauga's having now. And it's unfortunate because, like you said, you know, both rinks are really great facilities. You know, admittedly, I'm a little more partial, I think, to Mississauga's rink, but, you know, Brampton's rink, it's in a good spot. It's easy to get to. You know, there's a decent amount of parking on site. You know, the building itself inside is really solid. You know, so I hope, but I'm not expecting a gate boost because, you know, like we said, that should be a very good team next year. And, you know, fans in Mississauga and fans in Brampton when the battalion were there, they missed out on a lot of good teams.
Yeah.
You know, there was the one Brampton team in, I believe it was in 2009 that went to the league final. And, you know, in the playoffs, they drew a little better. But even then, it was, they played Belleville in the Eastern Conference final that year. And, you know, I remember going to a couple games and it felt like there were more Belleville people that had traveled the, you know, 2 hours, hour and change to get there to watch that game than there were actually Brampton fans. So, you know, I hope for their sake that, you know, I hope for the player's sake and, you know, the organization, because there are a lot of good people involved. I hope it gets better for them, but, like, I don't expect it to, admittedly, and I hate to say it, but, you know, it seems like it's going to be legit. It's going to be a tough draw over there, too.
I was talking to a few of the parents before the game for the Mississauga Steelheads who made the trip up here along with Mike Martone, and I asked him about the attendance there in Mississauga. And they said, if you read on the website or whatever, the OHL website, that says there were 1,500 fans at the game, he said, probably 500, he said.
Yeah.
He's not sure if they sell, include season ticket holders, and if they have that many in there, but he said most of the people in there are National Hockey League scouts and parents. And anyway, I guess the OHL likes that presence in the GTA, and they have it with... they're going to continue to have it with Mississauga moving down the road to Brampton. And, you know, it's you go the other way. You go east, and you've got the Oshawa Generals who draw really, really well. But over that way, it's like maybe there's just too much going on. All I know is back when Stan Butler was coaching in Brampton, and I asked him one time about the fan following in Brampton. And I remember him telling me a story that kind of went like this. He said... he was talking to someone in the rink one time, I guess it was a minor hockey tournament, whatever, so it was for hockey, and one of the parents said to him, are you coaching, like, he mentioned a minor team, and he said, no, I'm coaching the Brampton Battalion, and he said the person had never even heard of them, so so let's move on. We don't want to spend too much time talking about that, because we probably spend more time talking about them than the media does around that area, so anyway, good organization, like you said, good up-and-coming young team, and we'll move on to the our friendly confines of the Western Conference now, Brad, and I don't have a lot of expectations going into a game when I go to watch. I just want to see a good game, sit around, stand around, whatever, have a few beers, and let the people like yourself up in the press box take care of goals and assists and times and things and everything else, and they could just go on your story after and read it. They don't have to go anywhere else. But I was looking forward to, for the second time, to watch Gavin Hayes. As everyone knows who listens to this program, he's my favorite player on the Greyhounds. I love that guy, whatever. He had a good game, whatever. And the wait started off, and then the game, there was the called back goal or whatever. But I was really taken aback, especially the way the Greyhounds play against good, good teams. And I'm not saying that Mississauga's not a good team, but they're over 500. They are in the Eastern Conference. But I was not prepared for, especially the way they started, at how poorly the Greyhounds as a unit played that game.
Yeah, and it's been, and we've seen it lately.
I read John Dean's quotes in your Suit Today article, and he's like befuddled by it.
It's been a strange trend that, they've done it a couple times now of late where, you know, they get off to really good starts and then can't find a way to maintain it. And it's the opposite of what you see from that team on the road, where they jump out on the road and they maintain it right through.
They should play all their games in Saginaw, maybe.
Right? Like, you know, maybe they have to talk to Lake State and say, hey, you know what, can we work out something to play the rest of our games at the Norris Center? It's a really weird thing because, you know, like we talked about it before we came on today, where, you know, you look at that first 8 minutes, like you said, they had a goal called back, they get a penalty, score shorthanded, so... realistically, like, they scored twice at that point. The first 8 minutes, you know, honestly, I thought, you know, this game might already be over. And that's no disrespect to Mississauga. It's a pretty decent team. But the Greyhounds just looked that good for the first 8 minutes. And then it was like somebody flipped a switch, and all of a sudden they couldn't figure it out.
Well, it's amazing, though. Some teams, and you know what? There are examples of it all over sports, Brad, whether it's pro sports and football, say, or hockey, whatever, it doesn't matter, even minor hockey, again, Mississauga's over the 500 mark in a decidedly weaker Eastern Conference, but it seems as though the Greyhounds play their better games against the better teams like Saginaw, Kitchener, London. It's like they elevate their game, and I don't want to say that they take an opposing team like Mississauga for granted, but it just, they look so much different against top teams from their own conference. Like I said, again, London, we're talking London, Saginaw, Mississauga.
Yep.
They look like the best team in the conference, and they might be the Greyhounds. And then you get a clunker like that against Mississauga. I was upstairs watching the game in the suite at the end, and I saw Tim Lukenda after the game, and said to him, how's it going? He goes, it was better before.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was a quick conversation.
Yeah.
I didn't want to press it too much or whatever. But anyway, you know what? It's only one game. We don't want to dwell on it. It's just kind of like, as a person who watches the games closely, as you do, and as observers who, you know, follow this team closely and follow the league closely, It always blows my mind when you go to watch a game with expectations.
Yeah.
Maybe we shouldn't have them. Yeah. And a team that has everything going for it plays like that.
Yeah, and like you said, you look at, you know, they picked up a couple wins against London in two games this year. They've won every game they played in Saginaw this year.
I was saying that to Mary, my wife. I said, they win every game in Saginaw.
Yeah, they beat Saginaw every time they played in Saginaw this year. They've got a couple of, you know, impressive wins against Kitchener this year. You know, this is a team that, you know, and even the games they've lost against those teams, most of them, they played well enough in those games. And it's, you know, it's the usual, a bounce here or there or, you know, whatever, where they played real well. But then there's, you know, like you said, there's been some games where, like, you know, not that Mississauga, like, Mississauga is not the Niagara Ice Dogs, but Mississauga also, at this point, is not the London Knights, who have points in
or Kitchener or Saginaw. They're not even the Guelph Storm, I don't think.
No, for sure. Like, they're probably, if Mississauga was in the Western Conference right now, they'd probably be, like you said, they'd probably be the sixth best team. You know, you'd have,
with Owen Sound and Erie.
Yeah, they'd be mixed in with that group, for sure. You know, so, you know, that it's a really odd situation for them. You know, it's hard to figure out, and especially considering how good that Greyhound team's been on the road this year.
Okay, we don't want to dwell on this too long, because we'll have Josh Guzzo sending us some emails and saying he has a solution for it. And, hey, you guys be nice to the Greyhounds, he's going to say, right?
But be nice and be harder on the London Knights.
Oh, 100%. Talk up the London Knights losing all these games to the Greyhounds. For sure, Josh, we got your back, man. I'll stay with the Ontario Hockey League, Brad, and the Western Conference. And, you know, it's going to be like playoff hockey beginning pretty much now for the three teams at the bottom. And you know what? The races aren't always about at the top. You look at Sarnia right now, Flint and Windsor. Sarnia has 43 points, Flint 42, Windsor 33. So it's going to be tough for the Spitfires to make the playoffs there. They've tailed off in recent times. Casey Torres' impact on the team seems to have worn off. But if you look at Sarnia and Flint, okay, Sarnia 43 points. Flint with 42. Sarnia has played 49 games. Flint has 47. Okay, Sarnia and Windsor are done with one another for the rest of the year. Okay, but if you're looking at the Flint Firebirds, and there's a Sault Ste. Marie connection on that team with rookie defenseman Rylan Fellinger, who's played very well for them as a 13th round draft pick.
16-year-old.
11 players to the Great North pick last year from the into the OHL draft. Yeah. One of them made it, the 10th guy picked, Rylan Fellinger, and what a great story that is. If you haven't checked it out on Hockey News North, you can. But, Brad, you look at the Flint Firebirds, and it's going to be like pretty much playoff hockey from here on in. Okay, they've got 21 games left. They've got four against Windsor and four against Flint. So that is a team, and I know you and I both follow them closely as well from as a team that comes to the Sioux and plays a lot in a Western Conference folk. That just gives the old saying, your destiny's in your own hand, right there, man.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it's, they control everything going forward in terms of whether or not they get into the playoffs. And, I mean, you look at Sarnia right now, like, I feel like they're riding.
Sarnia's won three in a row.
Yeah, they're playing well again lately. And, you know, that's a team that we talked about them early in the year. They surprised us because they got off to a really good start. So, you know, they put themselves, like.
Then they went into a real tailspin.
Yeah, and it's like. You know, you always talk about you don't gain yourself a playoff position in October, but you could possibly lose it. And, you know, Sarnia has put themselves in a good position, you know, that, like you said, they struggled after that hot start, but that struggle wasn't enough to put them right out of the playoff race.
Right.
Imagine if that team had started slow. They'd be, you know, they'd be in Windsor territory right now, where they'd be really tough in terms of getting back into the playoff hunt. So,
from a Sault Ste. Marie standpoint on Sarnia, Brad, Tyson Doucette, another example of don't give up on your dreams, man.
For sure.
He was never drafted into the OHL and finally made it last year as an 18-year-old with Sarnia as a walk-on. Scored four goals, I think, in how many games he played on a really good Sarnia team that was going for it all. This year, he's leading the team in goals with 16, and just a good example as a 19-year-old player that, you know what, if you want something, man, go after it. Just because you weren't drafted is not the end of the world. The leading scorer In Windsor Spitfire franchise history is their current general manager, Billy Bowler. 13th round pick. There you go.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, you talk about that, and like Tyson Doucette's been, and the thing is, it's, you know, with him, it's not even a situation, it's a situation where, like, you know, he's played well this year to get that, you know, to get to that point where he's got, you know, 16. He scored in, I believe he scored in the last game Sarnia was here. And,
he did.
You know, he's playing a big role for them on a rebuilding team. But, you know, like you said, all it takes is an opportunity. I mean, you know, we've talked before about, you know, how many 15th rounders the Greyhounds have picked that have come in and, you know, between Andrew Campbell and,
I was going to say, Andrew
Desjardins, yeah. You know, guys that, you know, came in as 15th round picks, eventually made the team, and then went on to pro careers. So
Owen Hendrick from Garden River First Nation was drafted by the Erie Otters in round 14, and he's one step away from the National Hockey League.
Yeah,
he's not saying he's going to make it there, but he's had himself a good career.
He's put himself in a position.
Yeah, he went from NCAA hockey at Lake State back to the OHL, or to the OHL with Erie. Then he went to school at UPEI, I think, and now he's been with a couple of NHL organizations, and he's a coffee cup away, man.
Yeah, it's, you know, and like you said before, it's, you know, it's one of those things, don't give up, because it's, you know, whether you're drafted late or, you know, like in a case like Tyson Doucette, not drafted at all, it's not the end. I mean, you know, you've still got time. Some guys develop a little later. Some guys, you know, they figure it out all of a sudden and it just hits. And, you know, when it does, you know, you're going to get an opportunity, and, you know, somebody's going to find you and give you a chance if you're playing well and earning it.
Okay, I don't watch nearly as much OHL hockey as you, because I cover so many leagues, and you know what, I don't have your youthful energy. Well, I do, but I mean, I like to go to bars too, but I don't hang around watching practices like you do. But and I ask you this all the time, and people like to be updated on this. Your take on the Greyhounds, okay, forget about the Mississauga game. I know we went on and on and on about that, which is fine. We both like to ramble here, but your take on the Greyhounds now as they stack up with a third of the season left, do you see them as still being right in there with London, Saginaw, Kitchener?
Yeah, I would say at this point they are. I mean, you know, a lot of people are going to talk about London, and I'm sure Josh Guzzo is going to love this as I build up the London Knights a little bit.
I love the London Knights, Josh.
You know, I mean, London's
I'm
got
I'm going to London next week, Josh, to watch London and the Greyhounds play on Friday night. I am.
And, you know, I mean, London's got points, I believe, in 20 straight games right now. But, you know, even for as hot as London's been, I mean, you know, I have no doubt that, you know, right now the four probably title contenders in the league would be the top four teams in the Western Conference. You know, and this Kitchener's been kind of in the same spot where they've tailed off just a little bit. A
lot of injuries, though.
Yeah, over the last little bit. But like you said, it's, you know, the injury situation hasn't helped. And, you know, to me, the four best teams right now in the league are the four leaders in the Western Conference. You know, Guelph's going to be a tough team to play against in the playoffs, but I don't know that they have the scoring to get them through a playoff series against, you know, whether it's Kitchener, London, Guelph, or Kitchener, London, the Greyhounds, or Saginaw.
I agree with you on that 100%.
You know, so it's the only good thing if you're in the Eastern Conference is if you're, you know, one of the leaders over there, is you almost hope that, you know, cause let's face it, after round one, more than likely it's going to be London, Kitchener, the Greyhounds, and Saginaw getting through in some order into round two. You got to hope that those four teams beat the absolute crap out of each other. You know, then by the time they get to the final, they're so beat up.
It has happened.
You know, that you put yourself in a good position.
The Hamilton Bulldogs a few years back.
Absolutely.
A testament to that is they met the Greyhounds in the final. And I'm not saying that Hamilton didn't deserve to win the OHL championship, because they did win it.
The Hounds
had to slug through Owen Sound and Kitchener and seven-game series, weren't they both?
Yeah, both of them. And I still feel with that 2018 Greyhound team, I feel that, you know, it wasn't so much the Kitchener series that killed them, but if they avoid seven games against Owen Sound, I think by the time they get to the league final, they're in a better position.
Yeah, I hear you 100%. So we'll see what happens. We'll be back in a couple of weeks' time because we've got some matters to take care of next week. So Brad gets a holiday, and you folks get a holiday from Brad and me. Yeah. So that's all good, I guess. So
the upside on my side, it's not a firing either, which is a good thing.
Just a temporary layoff.
Yeah.
Thanks again, folks, for listening. This is Randy Russin for Brad Cacciamillo. I'm Mary DeZamoni and Steve. What's Steve's last name again? Jensen. Yes, attaboy, Steve. We love you very much. And, of course, 45 Social here and all the sponsors here on the Hockey North Show podcast. This is Randy Russin. Excuse my cold. I finally said it. Thank you for listening.
Join us again next week for another edition of the Hockey North Show with Randy Russin. Brought to you by Little Caesars of Sioux, Ontario, Dr. Kevin Caruso, real estate agent John Glavota, The Croatian Corner, Northern Superior Brewing, Sal Dan Developments, and the Sioux Eagles of the NOJHL.